Right.
And just
be it's, cool. It's okay to ask, like, I kind of need a hug right now.
Yeah.
That's an okay thing to ask.
It's emotional. Just
we're going to talk a lot about it being open about your emotions because we think that that's the healthy thing to do.
It's healthier than sitting here being like, I don't want anybody to touch me, but I'm going to let this person I don't want touching me embrace me because their emotions are more important than mine. That's
right.
Not good. Don't do that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. No. Christian saved me, I whispered, but I was quite shaken. I'm not surprised. How was coffee? I know you hate coffee. What a fucking weird turn. Holy shit. I had tea. It was fine. Nothing to report, really. I don't know why he asked me. He likes you, Anna. She drops her arms. Not anymore. I won't be seeing him again. Yes, I managed to sound matter-of-fact. Oh? Crap. She's intrigued. I head into the kitchen so that she can't see my face. Yeah, he's a little out of my league, Kate, I say, as dryly as I can manage. What do you mean? Oh, Kate, it's obvious. I whirl round and face her. She stands in the kitchen doorway. Not to me, she says. Okay, he's got more money than you. But then he has more money than most people in America. Fuck off!
Oh!
Holy shit!
So glad I was done with that hit because I got to make that noise.
So, okay, I'm going to be as brief about this as possible, but there's probably going to be a bonus episode. I keep dropping bonus episodes, and I will need readers,
this is content
listeners.
We are very passionate about, so inevitably it will come up at some point.
The idea that a man makes more than you, devaluing you as a person, is garbage. It's trash capitalist trash garbage, and you should never believe that shit. It doesn't
Young
matter
people,
who makes more money.
I want you to think about it like this. If somebody had a higher score than you on Angry Birds, would you brag
Nobody
about it? It's essentially the same thing. It's as valueless. Money doesn't exist. Money doesn't real.
Also, in the grand schemata as well, Christian Grey is a billionaire? A fucking billionaire? Nobody who's a good person is a billionaire.
No. You cannot be a good person and a billionaire. That is, those are two things that are morally polar.
So this being he's got more money than you. I guess that's why you feel bad about yourself, huh? That's trash.
It's a money? High score. It doesn't mean anything.
It's pointless.
You can't take it with you.
It's not even like, okay, it's obvious. That could have been nothing about money and could have been, this guy has been a creep to me. He stalked me and figured out where I worked and then came in and bought weird, creepy sex things. Kate has heard the interview Christian Grey gave Anastasia. Okay, it's obvious. I would have argued that as a best friend, her point of view wouldn't have been, oh, it's the money, huh? It would have been, oh, you realize he's a creep and you need us to, like, move you away from where we're at right now.
Right,
totally
exactly.
Absolutely.
This is all an elaborate intervention and Jose's going to come in and like, okay, we've got the car ready. Let's go.
Get in the car, Anna. Okay.
Let your friends help.
Kate, I shrug. Anna, for heaven's sake, how many times must I tell you? You're a total babe, she interrupts me.
Gay.
Oh no, she's off on this tirade again. Kate, please, I need to study. I cut her short. She frowns. Do you want to see the article? It's finished. Jose took some great pictures.
Oh boy.
Do I need a visual reminder of the beautiful Christian, I don't want you, Gray? Sure. I magic a smile on my face and stroll over to the laptop. And there he is, staring at me in black and white. Staring at me and finding me lacking. Okay, so I don't know much about photography, but you do not have finished photos hours later.
Like the eye glare?
Like, there's some touch-up that needs to happen, or generally happens, especially if you're as bougie as apparently Kate and Jose and Christian's is. But whatever.
Yeah.
I pretend to read the article, all the time meeting his steady gray gaze, searching the photo for some clue as to why he's not the man for me, his own words to me. And it's suddenly blindingly obvious. He's too gloriously good-looking. We are poles apart and from two very different worlds. I have a vision of myself as Icarus flying too close to the sun and crashing and burning as a result. His words make sense. He's not the man for me. This is what he meant, and it makes his rejection easier to accept. Almost. I can live with this. I understand. And I'm gonna take a break because okay. So many things.
I will finish this out.
No, I can continue. It's just, I hate this idea that because you think somebody's hot and they reject you, it must mean that you're not.
Right. Like,
physical beauty isn't everything.
No.
For onesies. For two, Christian Grey sucks. So who cares how hot he is? He fucking sucks.
Right.
All right. Very good, Kate. I manage. I'm going to study. I am not going to think about him for now, I vow to myself. Opening my revision notes, I start to read. It's only when I'm in bed, trying to sleep, that I allow my thoughts to drift to my strange morning. I keep coming back to the "I don't do the girlfriend thing" quote.
No.
And I'm angry that I didn't pounce on this information sooner. When I was in his arms, mentally begging him with every fiber of my being to kiss me, you could have asked.
That's staying in.
He said it there and then. He didn't want me as a girlfriend. I turn on to my side. Idly, I wonder if perhaps he's celibate. I close my eyes and begin to drift. Maybe he's saving himself. Well, not for you. My sleepy subconscious has a final swipe at me before unleashing itself on my dreams. And that night, I dream of gray eyes, leafy patterns in milk. And I'm running through dark places with eerie strip lighting, and I don't know if I'm running towards something or away from it. It's just not clear. And then there's a break, and I will continue up until the point where I force Peter to start reading. Which I'm sure he's super, super happy about.
Oh, God. Fuck. I skipped a page. I saw what's on the next page. Fuck. Okay, go on.
Don't worry.